It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And I am a library geek girl. I love going to the library. And I noticed a few months ago, people taking their blood pressure. And I thought that was so super dope. As Libraries with Heart Initiative expands to the Mid-Continent Public Library, one of my favorite spots. On the line, we have Dr. Steve Dixon from CenterPoint Medical Center. You guys announced this in October, the expansion of this. Tell us how this program first got launched.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually really exciting. You know, high blood pressure affects almost half of Americans, especially Hispanics, African Americans, a little bit more predominantly. And it's kind of considered the silent killer. A lot of people walk around, don't even know that they have high blood pressure. Mm. And so, you know, we've started this initiative with the public libraries to try to increase information and awareness regarding high blood pressure and give folks more access to high blood pressure machines and some materials that they can use to help them better understand their bodies and their blood pressure.
And that way they get the printed reading, they can discuss with their primary care provider. And what would you say, Dr. Dixon, particularly about blood pressure this time of year around the holidays, because we know more people die of heart attacks between Christmas to New Year's. And what could that connection with knowing your blood pressure and your habits have to do with that?
Absolutely. That's an excellent point. So, you know, one of the leading causes of high blood pressure, especially in this country, is a high sodium, a high salt diet. So obviously we got Thanksgiving coming up. We got Christmas coming up. We got a lot of holidays coming up where, you know, people might tend to have a little bit richer foods, a little bit, you know, extra portions, some leftovers the following day. And, you know, when you start to have that increased sodium intake, that really does affect your blood pressure and you might not even notice it. And so usually that sodium is going to take about 12 to 24 hours really to hit you and raise that blood pressure. Mm. And, you know, unfortunately, high blood pressure remains the leading cause of stroke in this country and also the leading cause of heart disease and kidney disease. So it's obviously really important to have a gauge on that.
And so people need to know what their numbers are, correct? Like what's their normal range for their blood pressure? Because I think according, and you're the doctor, so you can tell me more about this, some people may not realize what is the normal range for them.
Absolutely. So, you know, normal blood pressure is technically below 120 over 80. And so, you know, I tend to focus just on that top number. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great if you know both the numbers, but, you know, there's enough numbers in life. Sometimes it's easy just to focus on one number. And so that top number, ideally, you want it less than 120. You know, if it's less than 130 in some people, that might be okay. But once you're creeping above 130, you know, you start to really get in that high blood pressure range. But normal blood pressure, it's considered less than 120 over 80.
Now, I got to ask you one more question, doctor. A lot of people aren't aware that their blood pressure is high, but are there any signs that somebody could be having high blood pressure and they not realize it? Like, is it headaches or feeling a certain type of way?
It's a great question. You know, unfortunately, there's not really a yes, you know, for that. I mean, if you start having headaches or chest pain or shortness of breath, at that point, it's kind of too late. You know, maybe it's been going on for years by that point. So there's not necessarily one sign. That's kind of considered, you know, why it's considered the silent killer. But that being said, you know, it can lead to heart disease. It can lead to stroke. It can lead to kidney disease and blindness. So, you know, it's really important to follow up with your primary care doctor, or even if you don't have a primary care doctor, just to get out there and check your blood pressure every once in a while. You know, this isn't something that you should be overly anxious about. You don't necessarily have to check your blood pressure every day. But even, you know, if you go to the Kansas City Library, they have some kiosks there with blood pressure machines. You can check your blood pressure, make sure it's not too high. Also, if you have your library card, you can actually go up to the library and check out a blood pressure machine to take that home with you.
Wow.
If you want.
That is so awesome. And I've been seeing people doing it, so it's definitely working. So we appreciate the American Heart Association expanding their heart initiative, Libraries with Heart Initiative, to Mid-Continent Public Library. Get in there at that kiosk, take your blood pressure. And thank you so much, Dr. Steve Dixon, for what you're doing and giving us this information so important this holiday season.
Thank you. And I just got to throw out one thing real quick. You know, one of my least favorite parts of my job is talking to people about their habits, you know, and especially around where the holidays coming, you know, I just got to throw this out there. Be careful with the smoking, you know, smoking, vaping, all that, putting that smoke into your lungs, that goes directly to your heart. And there's not a lot of things I can guarantee with folks, but I do guarantee if somehow you're able to stop smoking, that will give you more time and more money. And so, you know, happy holidays to everybody. And please, if you're smoking, do your best to stop.
We appreciate that advice. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, doctor. Have a great holiday.
You too.